Well, welcome to all and a Merry Christmas to all, particularly to our guests that are here with us on this Christmas day. We had a standing room only crowd last night at 5:30, largest 5:30 Christmas Eve gathering for the Mass and so, as I've seen here. So if you see some of the remnants of the Christmas, children's Christmas pageant, we found out that for it's not the sheep that shed, it's the heavenly host. So if you see the little gold tinsel around, it's okay. We'll get that cleaned up in a few days. So, but again, welcome to all. Welcome to our guests from other Christian communities. As today we join as brothers and sisters in Christ to celebrate the birth of the Word made flesh, Jesus our Savior. Welcome to our Catholic brothers and sisters who, for whatever reason and for no matter how long, have not been here for a while. The deepest welcome to you. Welcome home. Welcome home for Christmas. The doors of the church are always open for all, especially in this Jubilee year of mercy. Now, for everybody that's here, all the Masses, whether you're a regular person or a guest, we're after the end of the Mass, we're distributing books, a copy of Matthew Kelly's Rediscovering Jesus. And Kelly is an Australian Catholic lay evangelist and writer. And it is a gift from our men's group here at the Madeleine to all who are here for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So you get some free stuff today. So free stuff is good stuff, especially on Christmas. The days of Advent, of lighting the candles on our wreaths, in certainty and hope, are now completed. The time of preparation has come to an end. The preparation has taken on many forms, such as the Advent Novena, the nine nights of prayer leading to Christmas. Thank you for those who took part in that, whether you came here to the church or you did it at home as families or gathered with others. Other form of preparations no doubt have included for many the shopping for gifts to be distributed, exchanged on Christmas Day. I finished my shopping on Wednesday afternoon about 3:30. Amid what seemed to be the entire population of the Tulsa metro area, congregating around the intersection of 41st and Yale. Or so it seemed. Other preparations have included gathering in recent weeks with friends, co-workers, classmates, and now with families to mark this season with food and drink and festivities, all in preparation for today. And now those gifts that were carefully arranged underneath the trees in many a household, particularly with small children, the pre-dawn assault has taken place. The children running in to having carefully selected which of the gifts are going to get opened first. Which of those Christmas toys will be the first to be played with? Well, the adults, no doubt some of them wondering, and which of those toys will be the first to get broken? As my dad would say, there's always that child that could tear up a steel ball. But remember, we still love that child. No matter how fast the toys get broken. Because toys break. Even on Christmas. Even the new ones. And so do people. Even at Christmas. As a parish priest, part of the preparation for Christmas has included visiting parishioners who are unable due to age or illness to be here. They are visited regularly by fellow parishioners, but I like to go occasionally to visit them in person, and well as to be available to hear their confessions and offer them the anointing of the sick. And with many, there is a brokenness that is encountered. Some broken in body, some in mind, others in spirit. Broken, yes, but each desiring to experience, to know in their vulnerable state, the touch of compassion. There's also been, for me, extended time in the confessional to prepare for Christmas, to offer the sacrament of reconciliation. And there a different brokenness is encountered. People broken by their sin, their shame, their guilt, their fear. Broken, yes, but also repentant. Each desiring in their vulnerable state to be touched by mercy and forgiveness in the absolution of their sins and in their penance. There have been other encounters in recent days. Those who come here to the parish office asking for help in the form of food, a bus token, assistance to pay the rent, to keep the lights on. They too are broken. Broken by life, many of them. And you know, I have to admit that in the busyness that precedes Christmas, it can be, at least for me, a struggle to be patient, to remember that they too desire in their vulnerable state to be touched by mercy and compassion. And there's also been the encounter of those who come here to bury their dead, whether the dead be young or old. Broken by grief in their vulnerable state, through their tears they desire to be touched by consolation and hope. And now Christmas is here. The time of preparation is completed, so perhaps it's worth asking the question of what is it that we have prepared for? What is Christmas? For a great many, it is a cultural event centered on the exchange of gifts, that and little else. It may or may not have a thin veneer of religious meaning. Devoid of a religious context, Christmas has become something of a magical holiday of childhood. It is a shelter or oasis of peace that is clung to into adulthood, and we cling to it because we know that we can sing peace on earth on Christmas Day, knowing full well that come the 26th of December, it will be back to business as usual. What is Christmas? Having gathered here today in this sacred space to do sacred things, the question should challenge us. On this Christmas Day, the Church's liturgy or act of worship and the Scriptures that are proclaimed challenge us to desire to encounter a more profound reality to Christmas than a cultural event. And that profound reality is the Incarnation. In the Incarnation, the Word, the Logos, the creative power, the one true God, reaches out to touch us. That's what we hear at the beginning of the Gospel of John this morning. That Jesus, the Word of God made flesh, the human face of the Father's mercy, humbles Himself to share in our humanity so that we can share in His divinity. He reaches out to touch us in our brokenness, whatever it may be, for all of us. In one way or another, at one time or another, have been broken. And in our vulnerable state, we desire to be touched by grace and mercy. So the God who creates us, who loves us, comes to share our brokenness, to heal and transform us, to make holy our humanity. Should this not be the deepest desire of our hearts? Because our brokenness is real. And so is Jesus. So is the Incarnation. For in the Incarnation, the mercy, love, compassion, and forgiveness of God breaks into this broken world, and not just as an historical event of 2,000 years ago, but today, here, in our lives, in our worship, in our desire to be touched. And this is Christmas. When the Word became flesh, it did so among the broken. Joseph and Mary that are in our nativity scenes, remember, they weren't on a vacation trip when they wound up in Bethlehem. They were among the poor and weak, being pushed around by the rich and strong. They were refugees who would spend years away from their homeland. When the Son of God comes into the world, it is as one of the broken. God the Son comes to touch us. In our brokenness, He comes to save us. The infant in the crib, that's just the start. The salvation comes to its completion on the cross. We gather here today not just to put a thin veneer on a religion, on an annual cultural event of exchanging gifts. We are here to rejoice and to adore the incarnation in its fullness. For to adore the Christ in the crib on Christmas Day is also to adore the Christ on the cross on Good Friday. And to adore the risen Christ on Easter Sunday. It is to adore the Christ of Holy Thursday, who takes bread and wine and says, "This is my body, this is my blood, do this in memory of me," who gives himself to us fully in the Eucharist, his body and blood, soul and divinity. This is what we come to adore. This is Christmas. Thus Jesus, the Word made flesh, the human face of the Father's mercy, reaches out to touch us. What in our lives on this Christmas day desires to be touched by mercy? Who in our lives on this Christmas day are we being challenged to touch with mercy? The mercy of the profound reality of the incarnation. And perhaps that's the two basic questions each one of us should be praying with and pondering throughout this Jubilee year of mercy. What in us desires to be touched by mercy? And who among us in our circle of family and friends needs to be touched by mercy through us? Now, are we as Christians of whatever variety poor examples of this profound reality a good deal of the time? Guilty as charged. But the reality of the incarnation remains the same. So does the desire to be touched in our brokenness, a brokenness that only an encounter with God's divine mercy can heal. This is the incarnation. This is what we've been preparing for. This is Christmas. So on this Christmas day, may God continue to bless us one and all. And allow me to wish you again a Merry Christmas.